Welcome to The Ugly Truth, Jamie and Stephanie recapping Top Chef Season 21. Shing!
Shwing!
Shwing! Let me just say, first and foremost, this is the least impressed I've been with chefs in a very long time.
I know.
I've watched, I keep waiting for someone to snap out of it.
Well, to be fair, all have very high, like, their resumes are amazing.
They always are.
Yeah, two of them worked at the French Laundry. Yeah, I mean, they've all worked for very, very, very prestigious restaurants. So that should mean something. But in the Top Chef world, and it was funny because I think Tom said this in the beginning, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
It really doesn't. Mm-mm. Because competitive cooking is much different than...
You have to be very fast, quick. Really fast. You have to have ideas. I think you have to have, like Buddha in the seasons that he was in, and we got to see him on this season, or this episode, is you have to come in with ideas already.
They have recipes, and I think it's just a matter of like what protein will work with depending on, you know what I mean? Because they don't know what they're going to get.
True. And you can't bring, they don't have phones or anything.
No.
So they can't do any kind of reference.
They cannot.
You have to memorize everything. And I think he even said, he's like, you come in, you have to have everything memorized, and then you write it down immediately in the notebook you're given.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you do it. Anyway.
I think they can do, I mean, there have been, and I don't know if it comes into play at like certain times of the season where they'll let you, usually it's when they go abroad.
Yeah.
Cause I know one time when they went to China, the girl was like, you know, as soon as we knew like what style of food we had to make, she's like, I immediately Googled like, and you try to learn as much as you can, but they literally have hours.
Right.
And that's not true. Enough to really plan.
You need to know what you're going
you
into.
You have to have a general information, foundation of,
The one thing that seems to benefit anyone who participates on the Top Chef series is experience beyond where you live.
For sure.
Whether it's in another country, another state, another type of cuisine, anything will give you an advantage. It seems to me, and maybe I'm completely wrong, one of the reasons why I think Rasika is heads and tails above everybody else.
She's
winning everything.
She's the one with glasses and the short hair, and she's this teeny little cute thing. Yeah.
I freaking love her.
I do too.
Because she is the type of Top Chef contestant that I really root for.
Yeah, me too.
You know, they brought in that one girl, and I think she was eliminated this week with, that was the double elimination, where she's reminds me of Sarah from the world. Yeah,
she was from Kentucky.
Yeah. This girl ain't Sarah.
No.
She's not. And so, first of all, this is the first time where I feel a little arrogant watching it going, I could literally make what you're making right now.
Yeah, but the beginning is always kind of like that. I mean, they really do weed out the weaklings in the beginning.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons why I'm like, you know what?
You reserve judgment.
Well, I mean, it's like, why not just start out with fewer chefs?
Right.
And so we can, I mean, but then again, they wouldn't have
then what's
16
the point?
Episodes.
Exactly.
So it would be like,
it'd be like, the finale only.
I know, but it's just like these first few episodes, to me, it's always like you're trying to pick out who are going to be the front runners.
Yes.
Depending on how they edit the show, you sometimes can tell, sometimes you can't. I didn't necessarily see her coming this last episode for sure.
I will say that when they were doing that, she did the it was the beer food challenge with the whole pretzel thing.
Yeah.
Where she was struggling initially. I was like, oh God, I hope she gets it together. And then it came together and they're like, this is literally the best thing we've ever had. And I'm like, okay, she is a front runner already.
Yeah.
She's doing things that are forward thinking, outside of the box. This time they had to do this some kind of, you know, this dual complimentary dish
I hate it when I don't hate it, but when they do, so a lot of, we've talked about the show doing a lot of where they promos into the show where they're representing.
Yes.
So that whole, they were doing this guy that's an architect.
Yes.
And so they were visiting all of the things that he, you know, and they were supposed to get inspiration based off the styles of the architecture.
Right.
How the fuck do you make food based on what something looks like in a building? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And that was clearly all a promotional thing because it was forever.
It was tourism. It was a tourism promotion. Yes.
I mean, and they've done that shit before, but it was too long for me. I mean, I'm like, can we, this is supposed to be about food. That's what I want to see.
Right.
Yes, I thought the architecture was beautiful, but that kind of stuff is hard to have as good of an appreciation if you're not physically there. Now, I could see myself going to a place like that on vacation and being like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That's the whole point.
Right?
Right.
But watching it on TV, it's just kind of like,
it's a snooze fest.
Yes. And then it's like, how do you make food based on what you saw? Well, I'm going to make the lines on my gnocchi, you know?
This is very linear. Is it? Is it? Is it linear, chef? God.
Yeah, it was rough for me. So
everybody struggled with with the elimination challenge. Everybody struggled except for Rasika and her partner.
And her partner.
I can't remember his name right now, but they're running mates. Yes. They run together. They're like BFFs, which I think is very helpful to both of them.
And I was really glad that they won because there was the one girl who won immunity and her partner automatically got immunity.
Yes.
And I would have been like, I'm sad that they won, but they didn't. And so it was exciting.
It was clear who was not going to move forward. It was these two ladies.
Who were fighting the whole time.
Ultimately, the way I look at this whole thing is the chefs are mid. I'm just not seeing any brilliant anything yet. Yeah. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is early. Like Manny came out the gate right away and I'm like, oh, Manny is someone. He's doing amazing things. Where did he go? He's gone. He's disappeared.
Into the pack.
Yes. And then the barbecue girl who had immunity.
Yeah.
I
couldn't tell you what they made.
I can't remember anything.
Theirs was okay. If I recall correctly, I don't remember what they made, but I know that the judges liked it. It just, they were middle of the pack.
It's the same though. That's the problem. Yeah. And I'm like, when you have Buddha and Dominique Crenn at your table, are you thinking? Like I would have shed blood to ensure that I had the meal of all meals.
But this is kind of the theme of this show. It happens every season. It's like they cook like they're in their restaurants, and
this all the time. Yeah, it's very popular.
They've been praised for it in their restaurant, you know, because it's the French Laundry, you know, so it's like everything they make is amazing.
Well, that's not true though.
No, it's not true. And but in Top Chef's world, it's like it has to be even better than that.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, for example, as someone who's been privileged enough to go to French Laundry, I don't need to go again. It's repetitive.
Yeah.
Nobody, and these chefs have seen it all.
Yeah.
They're all James Beard or Michelin star chefs.
True, true, true.
Your bragging rights are nothing.
Right.
Like nothing. So it's like, you better really fucking bring it.
And if you've been to...
And I know I'm being harsh. No, I could never do it.
This is what Tom and they have these discussions all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, like you said,
they're aware of how hard it is.
For sure.
But that's...
But at the same time,
that's the nature of the game.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's repetitive in the sense that you can only do food so badass in so many different ways. It's still just food, right? Yeah. And so it's really difficult to be innovative to the point of where you're impressing people who've seen everything and anything and tasted it all, and done it all.
Which is why those chefs who have stood out throughout the last 21 seasons or 20 seasons, they're so standout because it is hard. It's so hard to have a unique take where people go, I'll never forget Buddha.
Yes.
I'll never forget Sarah.
And there's only a handful of Buddhas in this world.
That's right.
Even on Top Chef.
Absolutely. That's my point.
There's lots of seasons where I had to try to think of who won.
I see. People show chefs like, oh, this was the winner of Top Chef 8. And I'm all, I have no idea.
Literally don't remember you.
Don't remember.
Yeah.
But there are some, like, even if they didn't win, like, remember Carla? Yes. She was vegan.
Oh my God.
She was she was not my favorite, but you know what? She was memorable. She had a point of view no one did.
Well, and she also had a very charismatic, loving personality that people just loved.
And her food was good. And everybody's like, good. I can't believe this is vegan. But I can't believe you.
She's not even known for being a chef anymore. She's strictly a TV personality
now. She's
not
even vegan anymore.
Probably not.
She's like, oh, I'm not vegan anymore. I eat everything. And I'm like, what? I watched her eat a pork sandwich a couple years ago. And I'm like... Well, hey, you know what? We all go through our phases, don't we?
And when she was on Top Chef, I think she was on season 2 or 3.
Yeah.
It was early season.
But my point is those,
but we still love her.
Those, but outside of the personalities, those chefs that have had very unique takes on the food. And well, here's the other thing that a lot of these people aren't doing yet. They are not cooking what they know. They are trying to impress with skill instead of their
technique.
The reason that the barbecue woman, and I think her name's Tiffany, I can't remember. The reason that she keeps winning along with Rasiki is that they are cooking their food. When they win, that's why they...
And that's what they always say on Top Chef. Cook your food.
Cook what you know.
Do what you do. Quit trying to do all these things that you've never done before.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has Tom this season said, I feel like this is year one of culinary school.
Right.
Like, what is this?
The people that just got kicked off, that's what he said.
Yeah, six pieces of cucumber.
She make agua chile.
What are we doing?
And shrimp.
I could do that.
And then the other one made...
Show me something I can't make in one
a
day.
A rock hard mushroom cheesecake.
Dude. It was like cement.
With a crust she couldn't remember how to make. She's like, I think I remember how to make it. I'm like, you think you remember? Okay.
But it's like, I get what we were trying to do with the mushroom. But
they were like, it's quite earthy. And then Gail's like, it's hard as a rock.
I can't push through it.
And Noah picked it up like a cookie. And I'm sorry, but if Dominic Crenn was going to eat my food, that is not something that I would
I mean, have, I'm not going to guess and hope the crust is
not,
right.
I would not be attempting something I think I remember how to make.
No.
Oh, my God.
Especially on a double elimination. God, I'm like, I mean, you have twice the chance of going home.
I'm like, are you guys just self-sabotaging at this point?
I don't know what
That's
she
what
was
it
thinking.
Feels like,
yeah,
you know?
Those two were not paired well. No. And that doesn't always happen, but this. The truth of the matter is in life, you're often paired or forced to be with people that you would never know.
And the kitchens are full of them, trust.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will be honest with you. I have not watched their Last Chance Kitchen.
I did.
Okay. Well, spoil it for
me. Okay.
I would love to know.
Which
one went home?
The white chick.
I think her name is also Sarah, but let me.
No, it's not Sarah. It's like.
Oh, Laura.
Yeah. Is that her name? So it was the Asian girl and the white girl, and the white girl went home.
Wait, Laura is Hispanic. I'm sorry.
And so
Kalina? No. Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went home and the Asian girl and the guy that has never been on the show yet is still there.
Okay.
So I don't know how that's going to work out. Cause now there's two of them.
Sue. Yeah, that guy.
So,
well, one of the complaints that a lot of people are having online anyway about this guy, Sue, is that it's clear that Tom is pushing him through.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't know, because so far the people that are going home really aren't cooking better than
him. No, you're right. But I almost feel like they kept him purposefully knowing that he would probably dominate everybody who came through the Last Chance Kitchen.
He only has to beat one or two more people.
Well, it was a total of four. And
I thought he said five.
Yeah. It could have been five, but before this week's episode, Tom's like four more to go.
Okay.
So you're right. It probably was five. So, and now it's down to four and now it's down to three.
Okay. So he has to beat three more people. Now, my guess is if somebody really good, I think they're going to send someone home really, really good at the very end.
And swap him out?
Well, no.
Or have him beat him?
I think he's going to have to truly cook for his spot.
Right.
Because, you know, they do that. When Kristen Kish got sent home, she ended up winning that season.
She did.
So it's like they send somebody into Last Chance Kitchen who really has no business being there.
Yeah.
And then they have to fight for their
drama.
Life. Yes. And so I think they're gonna send like Rasika home.
Well, we'll see.
She's gonna have to cook. And it's gonna be
like. She
has to
do better than two episodes for me to be convinced like she's the one.
I'm just saying she's the front runner for me currently.
She is the front runner for me.
I still think Manny has a chance of continuing his journey.
Some people, like, they really have to shake off the jitters the first few episodes.
You're correct. I would agree with you.
And then they get
that.
More comfortable and they're like, okay, wait, I can do this. Or they have an epiphany or something.
Yes.
You know?
I think that Charlie is, he is just so lucky.
Is he the older guy that's got the disease?
No.
Is he the one that was paired up with the girl with the
this guy is Charlie.
Yeah. So he was with the girl that had immunity and he got immunity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did I miss that?
I don't know.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. Maybe you were half watching.
I was half watching. I'll be honest.
I actually, this episode was lucky enough to like be in my room and got to watch the whole thing and pay attention.
Her name's not Tiffany. I don't know what her name is. I'm sorry, everyone. We're terrible. But anyway. My point is,
well, we're
at
the top 10 now, so now we should finally start to get to know their names.
I want
to
see some weeding quickly.
Yeah.
And well, Restaurant Wars are coming.
That's true. And I'm just not in love with Wisconsin.
It's horrible,
really?
Stephanie.
I'm like, beer and cheese.
Like, no offense, everyone, but I mean, we're in episode 5 and we're getting supper clubs. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, basically what I had read is that whoever pays tourism-wise to send you there is how and why they decide.
They choose.
So Wisconsin,
so it's probably the sweeter the package.
Yes. Yeah, so Wisconsin threw a ton of tourism money at them. And so they're highlighting. I'm like, listen, I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig all day
long. I'm serious.
It's st-
Hill, Wisconsin.
I will say this.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go there, but no, I wouldn't go there.
I would. I mean, I would drive through it on a road trip.
If I had a layover, I might stop and have.
Honestly, cheese. I mean, when they were going to the architecture places and they were doing the drone shots, yes, it was gorgeous.
There's some. First of all, this country is beautiful.
No,
every,
you're right.
Every state, except for maybe Texas, has a lot of lovely things. I'm just kidding. I'm just
well,
kidding.
Texas has. You've been there.
I've been there many times. It's fine.
The city.
There's a lot of things about Texas.
I could probably spend an evening in Dallas, you know.
Dallas is terrible.
Oh, is it terrible?
Oh my God, it's the worst.
I thought it was huge and
I hated it.
Besides, Pam from Urban Cowboy said it was the her favorite city in the whole world. It has so much energy.
I would say San Antonio and Austin. If you forced me to go back, it would be Austin and San Antonio.
I'm sorry if we have listeners there.
We
love you despite the fact that you live in Texas.
And they have good beef.
True.
They have very good beef.
I do love me
and
some
steak.
And
I had some great steaks when
Jamie,
I was there.
I would it's eat true. A tomahawk ribeye calling yes. my name.
I haven't had their barbecue, which I definitely want to go back and try. I've they have heard, good barbecue.
Yeah. So barbecue is like Kansas City.
I can't do Wisconsin, though. I'm trying so hard to understand
it's
and embrace.
It's just boring to me, but
there's just
I'm sure it's a lovely state and it's beautiful and all of those things. But for a show that's a competition cooking show, I'm struggling.
Well, we have another show. We have another episode coming up. We'll see if Kristen decides to be a leader or she's still going to sit around and act like one of the chefs. God, I'm over it. I'm over it. Stop with the, oh, she's killing it. She's not killing it. She's not killing it, you guys. And this isn't about me missing Padma.
This has nothing to do with Padma.
She's dry toast. I've had it.
Serious.
I'm sorry, Kristen. I really
You're a saltine, Kristen.
Listen, you're gorgeous. You're smart. You're talented. All the things.
You're too fucking thin, though.
You're really thin, and you're really fucking boring.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're sorry. We hope you get better, though, because we're all about girl power.
I really, really want her to succeed. I want her to, I don't know, maybe she needs to start taking drugs.
Yeah, maybe she's
coke.
Too clean.
Yeah, maybe she needs to have
maybe
a shot of tequila.
She's a vegetarian. No, she couldn't be. No way. How could she ever be on the show? Yeah,
no
you
way.
Can't. I don't think you can be a vegetarian to be a judge.
How?
Be possible.
I mean, I've seen Padma avoid foods.
Yeah.
Like when they had like a beef, they had a hamburger or a beef thing. She didn't eat anything.
She didn't even take a bite?
No.
Yeah.
And I know she eats everything. But
she says every year that they film Top Chef, she gains like 10 pounds.
Jeez.
And she, but she, she's
well,
not.
Well, they just sit around and she drinks a lot of champagne.
Well, they eat, she does. She,
well, I haven't seen Kristen drink shit.
I think filming in and of itself is exhausting, long
oh
work.
My gosh.
It's nothing like what you think it is going to
no,
be.
No, it's when, exhausting and it's long.
It's like 12-hour days,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So they probably are doing a lot of sitting around, you know,
oh,
while they're.
Imagine.
In between.
I think everybody's sitting around all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, well, we wish the best of luck to all the remaining chefs.
We wish luck to ourselves that it's going to get more exciting here
I
very
really,
soon.
I don't want to be this harsh, you guys.
I know, because this is, you know, this is my literally my favorite show ever.
This is literally your favorite show.
Favorite show. I look forward to it every year. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it took forever to get to this season.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Mid.
And I'm like,
And it was funny last, and then we'll close the show. But last week I told Daryl, I said, God, I just feel like all the chefs are so mid this year. And then the preview for next week, Gail goes, everything's just so mid. I went, did you hear what she said?
Great minds like, think alike.
So we're not completely off base.
No, we're not. I mean, I knew this was going to be a rough season because whenever they make major changes to production, it's always hard.
It is true. So. I do like some of the changes they're making.
I do too.
But I am looking forward to Restaurant Wars, which I think is probably the next episode because they're doing Supper Club.
Oh, yeah,
so
could be.
I think they're taking over.
Well, if there's only 10 left, then it would be 5 and 5.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yes. So that this is going to really separate the men from the boys.
I hope they do kind of like what
or
they've
the women
done
from
the last,
gals.
Yeah, the last couple years. They've made Restaurant Wars better.
Yeah.
They don't need to do all the front of the house shit and the
oh,
like
God,
making the tables and setting up the decor and
Seriously,
all that. No.
No more of that.
Yeah, it's a waste
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, just the food, please.
Yeah.
So if that is true, this will be I think this will be a turn point for us.
I hope so.
And I really think there's like four people they
last
can get
thing,
rid of
have
right
you
now.
Noticed they have brought Tom more to the forefront?
They have to, yes.
Because of Padma.
Yes.
I think they had to do that.
Well, and oh, you think they were having issues?
Well, Tom, no, I think because Tom is an anchor of the show,
yes.
But Padma carried the show, so
yes.
He really didn't have to be like a big talker or be up in front and center all the time.
But Kristen is—that's not her personality.
But he has to do it now because people want to see something familiar, and the reason
You're
why
right.
they started the show is
yes.
like, well, I started the show because I love Tom and Padma.
That's true.
And Gail, and now you know she's gone, so I want to see more of Tom.
I will say that I've really enjoyed Gail's blossoming this season.
Yeah.
I've noticed her more. which I never noticed her before.
I've always noticed her. She's just, the problem with Gail is they tried to give her her own show.
I do. They gave her a
talk show. The dessert. And it was terrible.
It was awful.
It was so awful. I remember. So they're like, okay, didn't work.
It was like 6 episodes.
It was really bad.
I know, but I do like her.
I like her too, but I think she's better as a side. You know, she can't be the main gal.
She's an accoutrement.
She's the amuse-bouche.
She's the amuse-bouche.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, thank you very much. We will be back.
Was that long enough for you?
No, I'm just yeah. No.
I didn't put the timer on, people.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.